You sisters know that my skin has been glowing lately, and I'm here to tell you my secret, Oak Essentials. You've heard us talk about their line of luxurious products before, and we're so excited to have them as a sponsor of OK Sister Podcast, because now you can join in on the glowy goodness.
You know Oak Essentials is legit because it was created by none other than our favorite brand ever, Jenny Kane. Oak Essentials is known for its simple approach to self-care with a lineup of foundational skincare staples made with high-quality ingredients that drive results. It aims to unlock healthy, glowing skin with decadent and hydrating ingredients that give you a luxe, dewy glow.
I won't shut up about the Moisture Rich Balm. It's a nutrient-rich balm that supports collagen production and delivers serious hydration for a luminous glow. And a luminous glow indeed. The way my skin feels like butter after applying this balm. This balm will make you never want to wear makeup again. And you can apply generously during your night routine to lock in moisture as you dream. It's the definition of beauty sleep.
Treat yourself or someone else this season. You sisters will get 15% off and a free organic honey-based restorative mask with their first order. Oh my God, what a deal. When you use code OKSIS15 at checkout. That's right. 15% off plus a gift with your first order at OAKESSENTIALS.com. Promo code OKSIS15, OKAYSIS15.
Go ahead and treat yourself. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it.
Welcome to OK Sis Podcast.
Hi, sisters. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
I'm the older one.
Yes, Scout, we know.
Here at OK Sis, we believe women are multifaceted.
Which is why you can expect sisterly banter on a wide range of topics such as pop culture, our entrepreneurial journeys, and mental health routines.
We promise it'll be informative.
And silly.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood. Hello, welcome back to OK Sis Podcast. My name is Mads.
My name is Scout, and we are so happy that you are here, but we're going to be even more happy next week.
Yeah, guys, this is our last virtual recording forever. I mean, not forever, but like for the foreseeable future of OK Sis Podcast.
Yes. So next week, you're going to have to stay tuned. Make sure you're subscribed, because not only is this the last virtual recording, the podcast might be changing a little bit, and we are so excited to show that to you, show it, hear it, all the things next week. And we're just so fucking happy that this is the last time that Mads and I know, sisters, you've been listening to a lot of solo episodes, and all will be revealed next week as to why.
Yeah, exactly. But we love you, and thank you for being patient with us as we do a little rebrand. We do a little shake up. You know, it's always good to shake things up a little bit, you know?
I would say a shake up and a complete add-on. Like, we're expanding. This is growing bigger.
We are expanders.
So anyways. Okay. Well, tune back in next week, Monday. Make sure you're subscribed. I think it's March 4th or 5th. I don't know, whatever that Monday is. Because I'm like,
yeah,
bursting at the seams.
Yeah, you are truly bursting. Like, you are about to bubble over and law of diminishing returns just burst.
Listen, it's literally all I think about lately. It's like all I think about.
It's like the housing bubble. It's going to burst.
Okay, well, that was a bad burst. So hopefully this is a good burst. But you know what? I have taken this, I don't know what we want to call it, like, rebirth of this podcast that is coming next week. I have taken it so seriously. Like, I have a whole fucking Notion situation. I am working on it every single day. I don't know what you've done, but I have been putting in overtime over here.
Yeah, you're putting in OT. We're going into OT. You're going into OT with this rebrand and this rebirth of the podcast. Dude, Notion? I've been making Notion boards for absolutely no reason.
Wait a minute.
What?
If you're making Notion boards for absolutely no reason, why don't you make a Notion board for the podcast?
Because you already did it all. Like, everything in my life, it is non-existent. It doesn't have a place in my life if there isn't a Notion board attached to it. Like, new project, new little thing, new whatever, Notion. Wedding planning, Notion. Everything is in Notion.
Yeah. I'm the same. I'm looking at my Notion right now. I have my to-do list board. I have my notes and ideas board. I have my dream products board that goes into sub-boards books, beauty, fashion. I have my money dates board. Now this podcast board. I mean, I create outlines.
Everything in my life is Notionized. It's the Notionization of the world. Like, we are Notion. You know what? We need to get Notion to sponsor the pod. Like, what is going on? We also need, like, I don't know, the CEO is probably a man. I think we said this on the next episode, but we need to get someone high up at Notion to get on the pod. Like, we need like a CMO up in here.
Yeah, I mean, do they have merch that says I'm a Notion girly?
They because need I feel like- to. If they don't, then they don't have someone who's in Gen Z on their social team or merch team, because we should just do a collab with them.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
I'm a vagina sweat and a Notion girly.
That's like our storefront. It's just, those are our two slogans, you guys. Okay. I need to run something by you and the sisterhood real quick, okay? Because I just, like, I don't know why I'm so hung up on this, and I don't feel like anyone has ever talked about it, but I just want to get your thoughts and tell me if I'm crazy or what, okay?
Okay, I'm here for it.
So, I just can't get over that men use urinals, that they, like, pee basically in pup, like, they basically pee with people next to them, and the fact that, and of course they're not going to, but the fact that they can, like, just turn their heads and maybe peep over and see a dick, or the fact that even if the divider is not high enough and you could see each other's heads, the fact that you could just go and, like, nod to the guy next to you while you're peeing, and also that you walk through the urinals and you see everyone's butts, but, like, you know, their pants are on, but, like, you could hear them peeing and you could see, you could, like, know that their dick is there. Like, is this not I think about this all the time. Like, can you imagine if women were just squatting with little dividers?
Okay, so funny that you bring this up, because I was watching the latest episode of Curb. I think it was either last night or the night before. And he's at the golf course, and he goes into a stall and sits down on the stall. And I was thinking about how when men go into a bathroom and go into a stall and sit on a toilet,
you know that they're pooping. You automatically know it's a poop. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is so strange, because with women, that's not the case. Like, we always go into the stall. And then I was thinking about the urinal situation. And yeah, I think it's fucking gross and fucking bizarre.
I think it is. I don't know why no one. I talk to Ben about this all the time. And it's just because it is the way it is. It's just not a thing. Like, men just, you know, it is the way it is. So they've accepted it. It's completely normal. But when you really think about it, it is so fucking crazy. I don't want to, I'll maybe tell you offline, but it's just, I don't know. There's been, like, situations Ben has brought up to me about, he's in the bathroom and there's whatever. And I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
I'm pretty sure that guys, like, they look at each other's dicks more than they care to admit, or than we think that's happening.
I mean,
like, I think that they look at each other's dicks all the time.
Yeah, like, I'm sure it is hard to really see the dick because of the divider, and because, you know, they don't pull their pants all the way down.
I've, like, seen bathrooms where there's not, like, such a divider situation. Like, in all the movies, there's no dividers.
Don't get me started on the just bathtub with ice. Remember, you know how there's, like, kind of some of those in bars? And you're just peeing with other dicks out. Like, something about this makes me go crazy. Like, the fact that you could just walk in a stall, you could walk in a bathroom, and there could be a highly coveted person, a very important person. Maybe you're working with some, maybe you're working and you see your, this is it. You working, you go in and your boss is there peeing and you are peeing next to them. I'm sorry. Out in the open? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, this is, didn't know that this kept you up at night.
Oh my God.
This is incredibly tantalizing content for the sisterhood to be complimenting or contemplating as women. But, you know, I agree. I honestly think the whole, I don't like to think so much about the concept of public bathrooms in general, because I think it's fucking weird how we sit at a meal and we're all like, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I think it's,
and then
I
get up.
So
you know
agree.
What I mean?
Like, I think so agree.
It has to be socially acceptable because we always
all
have
to go. Yeah.
All the time.
But we literally are just like secreting. Like,
no, it's fucking so weird. We like excuse ourselves to go into little rooms to secrete liquid. And then we come back and join society.
And people know that we secreted. Like,
yeah, people know. They're like, oh, she's going to secrete.
And like,
great.
You imagine that person peeing. Like, it's so...
No, but like, you don't really, because
you
it's
don't
just
really.
This thing that happens.
But sometimes I do. Like, sometimes I'm like, that person peed.
Yeah, I guess sometimes. I think it's so, like, you're on a first date. And you're like, oh, I have to use the restroom.
I
like,
have to go
what?
Pee. Like, it's giving me the ick.
I have to leak liquid out of my body real quick.
I can't.
No, I've thought about this multiple times.
Oh,
it's
God.
Just, it's one of the things we can't think about, or else
you can't think about it too much. You can't think about it too much, because it's just,
no.
You'll go in a spiral. Anyway, so all that to say is I'm very grateful to be a woman, and that we don't, like, we have fucking privacy, and that we could go and just squat in peace. Like, the fact that these men don't have privacy, I don't know how they're living. Like, I just don't understand. So I'm very grateful to be a woman.
We got other things to deal with.
Thank God we have privacy in bathrooms. Like, that's the bare minimum.
Yeah, I guess that, you know what, you run for mayor.
Oh,
and have
sure.
That be
sure.
The thing on your platform.
Can you imagine me as a mayor? I would just like
Mayor Mads.
Mayor Mads. No, I would tell everyone to just not work and drink natural wine all day is really what I would enforce. I would enforce all the wine to be natural.
You know what? Your natural wine stock would go through the roof.
Exactly. Anyways.
Are you watching Curb? What's your
pulse?
What's your consensus
yes.
on
okay.
the Curb season?
Okay, listen. Yeah, let's talk about TV for a moment, because things are finally starting to ramp back up. There has been a dry spell in TV, and now I feel like I actually have some things to watch, which is great. Okay, number one, Curb. Listen, I don't know why the fuck everyone is complaining. All I hear is people are like, this season's not good. Like, it's like, it's so bad. It's whatever. I'm sorry. Have you watched any other Curb season or episode? Like, people are like, it's so formulaic. It's so redundant. Like, we know what's going to happen. I'm like, okay, so what? Like, that's literally what the magic of Curb is. And I think it's fantastic. I don't see any problem with the season. I am having a great time. The latest episode of him yelling at Siri, and then also Wordle, the whole Wordle situation where people use, like, say the word as a way to, like, spite you or whatever. Brilliance. Like, he is a brilliant man. This man's brain is of genius. We are witnessing a genius in our generation. And I fucking love it. I don't understand what any of the criticism is.
Well, Curb's always been like that. It's always been formulaic.
Exactly.
It's always, like, every single episode always has a formula. You know that person's coming back at the end. You know, it's, you know that person's going to hate on Larry for no reason or be harder on him, and he has no empathy or emotions towards anything. That's the shtick. It's the shtick.
It's, I don't know what people are talking about. I fucking love it.
I will say I am waiting for, like, the Wordle thing is really great, but I am waiting for something a little punchier as far as social commentary goes.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I'm waiting for him to comment on something cultural in a very smart way that hasn't happened yet.
You know, I mean, I think he took it too far, but I think he might have done that with the, like, fatwa stuff or whatever that was last season.
Oh, yeah, and then the Ku Klux, the KKK guy.
Yeah, so it was like, I think he kind of did that. I don't know, but
I think, and I'll just say it. I think for a lot of the Jewish people.
Oh, he's like, not going to talk about Israel.
We're
Gaza.
Waiting for him to comment on October 7th. But I'm pretty sure, like, I had to tell Adam, I was like, no, I think he filmed this before October 7th.
No, no, no. I mean, if he's talking about Wordle, like, no, it's this is a long time ago. No, he's not going to say anything.
Yeah, my absolute. I thought he might do like a subtle, because he does talk about, like, we're watching, you know, all the seasons. He does talk about being Jewish a lot.
Of course he talks about being Jewish a lot. It's all he talks about.
Yeah. So I think that's why we assume. But the only thing I have to say, well, one, it's always hard to end a season. It's always hard to end a series. It always is. Like, people had thoughts about the Seinfeld ending, and I am interested to see what the last episode is, because I can imagine it's so hard
to wrap it all up.
Like, when has a series, like, been wrapped up nicely, right?
Yeah. Well, okay.
I don't know. Like, no one liked Game of Thrones. You know, yeah, like, I feel like everyone always gets pissed off at the end.
Sure.
The only thing I have to say is that, and this is just kind of like, that they can't really control this, but, oh, some of them are getting old. Like,
oh, yeah.
The cast is getting very old.
Oh, they're old, yeah. I mean, like, you know who is sprightly and is stealing every scene she is in and stealing the show?
Miss Susie.
She is holding that show on her motherfucking back. She is the best
person. You have to go back to season one and look at what Susie was like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I adore her. I hope to be her. I aspire to be her.
What is up with the couple who can't get pregnant, so she's fucking half the neighborhood to get pregnant?
God.
Wait, what?
I don't
even know what this is in reference to. I don't know what inspired him.
Yeah, I didn't really understand that premise, because it's like, yeah,
that's the one thing I was like, wait, what is this a commentary on?
No,
like, this is strange.
That made no sense. Like, this woman is just fucking random men and hoping that she has
And also, these are all her neighbors. So, like, she's going to walk around
like,
with her baby and, like, smile to the birth dad to get pregnant.
Very confusing. Anyways.
Ever since having a baby, I've been extremely conscious about what I spend my money on and which products I use. And clothing is no different. I want my wardrobe to be sustainable, good quality, and timeless.
You have to be talking about Whimsy and Row, right? Whimsy and Row is an LA-grown, eco-conscious brand born out of the love for cute, comfy, and classic styles. Every piece is made by women for women. Quality goods, local production, natural and organic fabrics. Yes, please give me all the linens.
Just like OK Sister, Whimsy and Row is based on the idea that women are multidimensional. There's a balance of flirty feminine and minimal masculine in all of our wardrobes, and Whimsy and Row means exactly that. From special occasions to everyday effortless styles, their clothing is meant to mix and match and wear on repeat. I have been wearing their Kira pant in black linen probably 3 times a week. Sisters, if you've been listening to this podcast or following me on Instagram, you know that Whimsy and Row's Kira pant in black linen is a sisterhood staple at this point.
Founder Rachel Temko created the brand back in 2014 because she wanted to create an approachable and inclusive brand that cared for the people and the planet first. Get the full Whimsy experience IRL at their Venice location or shop online at whimsyandrow.com. Their store in Venice is so cute, I can attest. And if you're in LA, I highly recommend stopping by. They are always putting on these amazing community events.
They just launched their spring summer collection, and we will be living in it all summer long.
Visit their website, whimsyandrow.com. That's WHIMSYANDROW.com, and use code OKSISTER for 15% off.
Sisters, my goal these days is to always look put together when I leave the house. Nothing over the top or super dressed up or anything like that. I just want to look put together and feel good about what I'm wearing in an effortless yet refined way. When I look at my closet every single morning and think about what I can wear that is chic and intentional, I usually end up grabbing one of my Jenny Kane sweaters, and I always end up loving the way I look and the way I feel in them.
You all know, sisters, that when I envision my highest self, I am wearing Jenny Kane. Their sweaters are the quintessential must-have item. I cannot stop wearing my Marina set. I throw it on and immediately feel like I'm in a Nancy Meyers movie, like I could just walk on the beach in Santa Barbara. It is the coastal grandma aesthetic.
My favorite Jenny Kane sweater right now is their everyday sweater in taupe. This is the definition of a staple that every woman must have in their wardrobe. Sisters, trust me on this one. I wear it with leggings, oversized jeans, and a little kitten heel or a silk maxi skirt. Legit, Mads and I are so obsessed with wearing our Jenny Kane sweaters that we've literally shown up both wearing the same sweater once. The white alpaca cocoon crew neck, which is this deliciously oversized sweater.
Yeah, that moment takes the cake. Both of us walking in with our matching Jenny Kane sweaters.
We're obsessed. Can't take them off. Wearing them every day. The type of staples that save your outfit.
That is what I love about their entire collection. It is truly the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design, so you can curate a wardrobe that never goes out of style.
Find your new uniform at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code OKSIS at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JennyKane.com, promo code OKSIS. OKAYSIS.
Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Okay.
But also, yeah. I just love that Vince Vaughn is in Curb.
Oh, he is just... you know what? Vince Vaughn might be in my top three.
Vince Vaughn is kind of like... Oh, what's that other guy's name? The guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Oh, Jason Segel. Yeah. Very like titty. Yeah, like, Jason Segel's top three for me. I keep forgetting about Jason Segel.
It's okay. Like under the radar guys who
teddy
are...
Teddy bears.
Like who aren't like the it guy, but they are so lovable and funny.
Vince Vaughn, does he have a wife? Because he must just... They must just crack up all day. Like he is just so silly.
Yeah, because there's people who are, you know, funny writers and funny comedians. And then there's people whose being is funny. And I feel like Vince Vaughn is like his being is funny.
Totally.
Let me see if he's married.
Oh, God.
He is married to a woman named Kyla Weber. They were married in 2010.
Ugh.
She is a real estate broker.
What?
I've never seen a photo of her in my entire life.
Do they have kids?
Oh, are you?
I'm trying
is
to
that
swoop
a
in.
Problem for you?
Yeah, I'm trying to swoop in.
No, they have two kids.
God damn it. Okay. So Vince Vaughn.
Well, this photo, they're holding two children. I'm just going to assume
those are his children.
A photo of her pregnant. Let me see how many children he has. Maybe he's had more since the two.
Okay. Well,
it's not telling me.
So, yeah. I love Vince Vaughn.
Oh, my
Vaughn.
God. His kids. Yeah, he has two what? Kids. I just was confirming that he has two kids.
Oh, okay. Great. Glad we could fact check that. Okay. I need to add Jason Segel and Vince Vaughn. Who else did I say the other day? Justin Long.
Okay. Your list is like legit 10 people.
It's not three anymore. Okay. Wait. Justin Long, Vince
Vaughn. Oh, my God. It's getting out of control.
Vince Vaughn and Jason Segel. Those have all been added to the short list. Someone out there, please start making a list for me because I keep forgetting. Okay. Now, I have some other TV updates. Number one, I'm still watching The Bachelor. Guys, everyone needs to watch The Bachelor. Like, this is the comeback season. Like, this, Joey is my top three. Like, Joey's my number one. Number one
oh,
is Joey.
Who is the top three? Who is on the top three?
I don't know. It's Joey. 100% the top three is Joey, Timmy, and...
Wait, who's the first one?
Joey from The Bachelor.
Okay.
Timmy... And I did have one, and now it is escaping me. Yeah, Bill Hader's out. I'm sorry. I'm really turned off by him being happy with Ali Wong. Like, it's just really, it's a travesty, okay? And I thought I would want to see him happy, but I don't want him to be happy. I'm sorry. I only want him to be happy with me. So he's out.
Got it.
He's out.
Well, at least you're honest.
There was a third one. There was like a... Fuck. Okay. It's going to come back to me. Richard Madden is on there. He's not top three, but he's amongst the list.
Wow, the third on the list must be very important since we cannot remember him.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's like a a tall, lanky type person. And I was like, oh, that guy's for sure on my top three. Now I forget. All right. I need to make a list. All right. So another show.
Make a Notion list. I can't believe he's on a Notion board.
Wait, I need to make a Notion list of all my top crushes, my celebrity crushes. Okay. So another show. Okay. So I'm watching The Bachelor. Fantastic. Everyone needs to watch it. It is going to be, it's going to be crazy. Like he is so cute and adorable, and I don't even care about anything else that happens on the show. I just love watching him. So I highly recommend it if you're looking for just nonsense to watch in the background. And I'm watching Vanderpump Rules, also throwaway show. Look, people are also shitting on it, being like, nothing's happening. I'm like, well, what do you expect? Like, the biggest thing in pop culture history happened in the last season. Like, of course it's not going to be good. Nothing's going to top it. So it is what it is. And, you know, I'm watching it because it's something to watch. You know what I mean? Like, there are some shows you just, like, you watch because it's there. And that's what Vanderpump Rules is. Now, I am about to start Love is Blind. Everyone is talking about it. When was the last Love is Blind did you watch, or you never watched it?
I have watched it. I forget which season. I know I haven't watched all of them, but I think I've watched about half of the seasons.
Okay, I think we both need to go on a journey and watch this latest one, because people are saying that this is hands down, without a doubt, the best one that's ever existed. So we should do it.
Okay, I'm done. I love it so much because the first, you know, while they're in the pods, it feels
so... Yeah, which phase do you like the most?
I love the pod phase because I'm like, oh my God, this is so deep and beautiful and loving and legit. The second those fuckers get to Mexico,
oh yeah,
it turns into complete trash.
Oh no, it literally all unravels from there. I like the pods, but I like the reveal. Like, I want it to end though, because I want them to see what they look like so bad.
I get like so highly uncomfortable.
Oh, I get so nervous. I get so nervous.
Are you into that person? Like, were you happy?
Oh my God. I start like, I mean, your face has to like, oh God, like even one little flinch or shred of doubt, like you're done. Like, oh.
But also, you know, when the guy's like, oh shit, I just married up, like, right, this, she's way hotter than I thought she would.
Yeah.
And the girl's kind of like,
she's like, oh, yikes. Oh God. Yeah. So I'm going to embark on that journey tonight. I'm very, very excited. And the last show that I just started last night, that Scout, you would love, because I'm a sucker for like British coming of age stories. And there's this show on Netflix called One Day. And again, everyone's starting to talk about it. I love when like there's a show everyone's talking about. And it is based on a book. And it's basically, the premise is they're these two people, they meet in college, and then they meet every year on the same date every year. It's like that Colleen Hoover book, November 13th. But it's British, it's coming of age, it's witty, it's sexy. The guy from White Lotus is in it. Like, literally checks every single Mads TV show box, and I'm so happy. Like, I'm giddy to watch it.
Have you watched Yellowstone?
You know, I haven't, and I don't know if it's the show
Adam
for me.
Adam and I are considering jumping on that, because we like to have... Here's the thing. Adam and I like to have a show that we're watching, but we don't really, because when we watch TV, we actually just want to put something on where we don't have to pay full attention to it.
Yeah.
So we could talk, we can look at our phone, we can eat, like, you know, just kind of like background noise. And when we watch a serious show, it's like, okay, we got to sit and really pay attention.
Yeah.
So sometimes we're not the best at that, but we don't really have anything that's going on. Mm-hmm. So we're considering starting Yellowstone.
Yeah, look, people are wet for that show. People fucking love that show. I am in my country era, so I think I would like it. I just can't do drama right now. I don't know what it is. I need something more fast-paced, something silly, something light, something romantic. Like, I'm in that headspace, and Yellowstone just, like, feels like it's going to take me right out of that headspace.
I have honestly no idea what Yellowstone is, so...
All I know is that it's about, like, cowboys or something. Like, it's, like,
Oh, I thought it was about like Yosemite or something.
Because of Yellowstone, that or like the park. Wait.
I don't know. I was just getting National Park vibe.
No, I think it's like cowboy vibe, like ranch vibes.
Oh, now I'm even more excited. I thought we were gonna be like doing some Half Dome shit and like grizzly bears. No. Like that's the vibe I thought it was.
No, it's a ranch. It's a ranch vibe for sure. I wanted to talk about like serious shows and why I haven't, but I feel like I would really love Downton Abbey just because I loved The Crown and people say that I would love Downton Abbey, but that's a show you got to pay attention, which I just don't know if I'm in the headspace to pay attention.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what other shows. I mean, there's really nothing. It's been, we don't know where to go, which is why we're rewatching Curb right now.
We don't know where to go. We're just aimlessly, literally every time I'm like, there's nothing to watch. Ben is like, oh, really? Like the thousands of television shows that have been produced and put on these streaming services, there's not one that you can't watch. I'm like, shut up. There's nothing to watch.
Well, okay. I want some reality TV. I'm glad that Love is Blind is on because I'll jump on that train. But I don't know. Where's Selling Sunset? Where's Selling OC? That's my favorite and I'm waiting.
Selling Sunset is fantastic. That's probably coming back soon. But yeah, do Love is Blind. You're not a Vanderpump person. I was kind of like half watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm not a Housewives girly. I'm sorry. I've tried so many fucking times. I can't get it to stick. It's these women are not friends. It is so clear that it is fake and they're not real friends. And so they're just fabricating these dumb situations where, and all it is that one person has a conversation and then they just recount the conversation to the other person. And they just say, oh, look what this person told me. And then that person yells at the other person when it is so, talk about formulaic. Like, it's enough. I don't know what it is. I don't like
it. I was a Real Housewives fan back in the OG days. So, like, OG New York was something that was so fantastic on so many levels. There was the Countess, I think she calls herself. There was
Luann.
Ramona. There was Bethany Frankel. There was the other person, Jill.
What was the one? No, what was the, who's the one?
Sandra.
Morgan, something more, the Morgan Stanley girl.
Yeah, I think she came a little later. OG New York Housewives were TV chemistry like we've never seen. Then there was the OG Real Housewives of New Jersey. That was a fucking another level. I ate that shit up. I loved it so much. So those two were my fave, and then like, oh, okay, I'll try Beverly Hills, and I remember watching it and being like, wow, Kyle Richards is beautiful. That's all I really, and then, you know, of course there's Lisa Vanderpump, but yeah, I mean, past like the first 3 to 5 seasons of the first New York and the first New Jersey and the first Beverly Hills, it of course took on a whole life of its own and is very difficult to recreate.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, I've tried.
Did you watch New Jersey, like the original New Jersey?
No.
Oh my God.
But I feel like it's too late. I can't go back and watch that now. Like I tried to watch the original OC and I was like, this is garbage. I also tried to watch the original New York. Garbage. I also tried to watch original Beverly Hills. Like, I feel like it didn't get good until maybe 2 or 3 seasons in, but you have to watch those first seasons to get to know the characters. I don't know. It's too much, and there are too many of them.
We just went from there's nothing on TV to there's too there's many too episodes of The Real Housewives.
And with that,
literally. Am I making you laugh?
I know. You're really funny this episode. You're being really funny.
Am I funny?
Yeah, you're being really funny for once. It's like kind of jarring.
Eyes are being illuminated to the truth.
Oh, sure. Okay. Right. Okay, great. So one more week and you get to see our shining faces on your YouTube, on your, are we also doing,
don't tell like everyone it's going to start. Oh, we're going to announce next week.
Sorry.
You're ruining the fucking surprise.
Oh, sorry. You'll see our beautiful faces all over your phone very soon.
Yeah. March 4th, set your alarms, come back here. There's going to be a whole new
situation. Watch this space. Why don't you understand what that means?
I don't know where that comes from.
You get me. You're like, why do you keep calling it watch that space?
You keep saying, just watch this space. Watch this space. Photos of me. Photos of me on the mic. Watch this space. What does it mean?
It means watch this space. Like, stay tuned. Keep coming back. Like, watch this area because something's about to come.
I'm assuming it's a TikTok trend.
No, it's just a saying. It's a normal saying.
It's a normal saying? I thought it was a trend.
No, watch this space. Like, it's normal.
I've never heard anyone else say it.
Oh, my God. You're so annoying. How would you live under such a rock? Oh, God.
You know what? I beg to differ. I feel like I'm in the know on a lot of things.
You're on the know of things that you want to know. You know what I mean? Like, there's things like you, which is great because you have a great filter where I feel like things you don't want to know just filtered out. They just don't even register to you. But then the things you do want to know, now those things stick.
Yeah. I was actually thinking the other day, like, okay, I know people say that we're different and I know that we have different lives, but obviously we, you know, in a Venn diagram, we have a similarity in the middle. Okay, sisters, let's talk about hair shedding. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed and shedding? Since having kids, have you started seeing a little more of your scalp? Hi, I've been there. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole body approach.
Ugh, thinning hair just isn't the vibe. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Amen.
Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth just doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow through different stages, such as postpartum, like me. After I gave birth, I noticed that around the crown of my head, my hair was shedding. I've been taking Nutrafol for almost 3 months at this point, and I am not kidding you, when my husband, my friends, my family have been commenting on how long, strong, and healthy my hair has been looking lately. I mean, sisters, if you've been watching OK Sister on YouTube, you've seen my hair.
While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol women's hair growth supplement for 6 months. I mean, 86% is a lot of women.
Take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OKSIS.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS.
But I was driving the other day and I was like, the way I see the world, not the way I see the world that I have in my head, like, the people I follow, the things I know, the stuff I do, like my world as far as my experiences and the things that get filtrated through my brain and et cetera, is so fucking different than yours. Like,
yeah, well, you, that's different than everyone's.
Yeah, but I guess I know. And that's like so crazy to me that not only is there this outside, I always think about this. Do you think about this? There's this outside world, right? Like, we're looking at it. I'm in a room, right? Lily's outside. I can see Lily. Like, I'm watching this happen. I'm watching this person pay at the grocery store. But then individually, there's also completely different
inner worlds, inner thoughts,
bopping around on each person who is seeing and thinking and feeling and having an inner web dialogue that is so fucking different than the next person. And so it's like there's so many different worlds within the worlds that we see.
Oh, yeah. No, I think about that, too, where it's like we're all experiencing the same reality, but in like a completely different way. And it's fucked up.
It's so insane how we think things and see things and feel things and experience things so differently, but yet we still relate on so many common human experiences.
Yeah. I love how this episode was like, can you believe we go to the bathroom? And then like, can you believe we all think and feel? Like, we're asking such, we're just like being philosophers over here.
You know what? The sisters are walking away with some food for thought.
Oh, totally. Like, you guys got to get high for this episode. Like, this is like some deep shit.
You know what? For two girls who don't get high, I can imagine our shit being so funny to people who are high.
If people are high. Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah,
I remember I watched Will Ferrell's racing car movie. I think it was called Talladega Nights or something.
Yeah,
I watched it in ninth grade in the movie theater. And while I was watching it, a thought came in my head. I said to myself, wow, people make full movies for people who are high. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because I thought, you know what? This movie, you're supposed to be high.
Pineapple Express.
Yeah, but it's like overtly like a stoner movie.
Overtly. Yeah. I mean, anything Seth Rogen does is just like made for high people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
yeah, we're
don't
just
smoke
like
too much, sisters.
Yeah, don't smoke too much, if at all.
Yeah, don't smoke at all. I'm really on the camp that weed is not. I'm really in the camp that weed's not good for you.
Oh, really? I don't think it's bad for you. I don't think it's like bad for your health. I don't think it's bad.
No, not in that. I think that because it's so socially acceptable and it's not quote unquote bad for your health the way that alcohol is or other drugs. Like it is like the safest drug in my opinion from a physical perspective and from a danger perspective. Like you're not gonna die if you get high on your couch, you know?
Sure.
But I do think that it is a drug that can be significantly used to, or when you use it too much, it can significantly hold you back because it's an anger suppressant, first of all. So a lot of people who smoke a lot of weed and then if they stop they get really angry, like it can suppress a lot of specific emotions. And I don't feel like weed is necessarily like making you your highest self and getting you out there to do amazing things.
We need that. We need that clip. I don't think weed is helping your highest self. No, of course not. Also, highest self. LOL pun. Okay.
Oh, wow. What
so
a pun. I'm on one.
We're not weed girlies. I had a terrible experience with an edible in 2020 during the pandemic, and since then I have said do not put any weed near me.
Yeah,
ever.
And at the same token, I think it's just so socially acceptable that people don't realize that it's slowly just holding you back, in my opinion. Well, you know, when done in excess. But weed is not what weed used to be. Weed is so fucking potent and laced with so much shit these days that I remember Dad took a hit of weed and he's like, he was fucking out. He's like, I've never experienced anything like that. That is not
like
the weed
light
we used to smoke back
like
in the day.
But how do you change the formula of weed? Like, how does that work? Anyways,
I don't know.
Another food for thought. So many questions.
Okay, you know what? I'm getting a little, what is it called? Low blood sugar. I need a little.
Okay, you feeling a little high over there?
Yeah, I need to get a Girl Scout cookie. Is what I'm gonna go do.
Yeah. Oh wow! I would love a Girl Scout cookie. Fuck! Where did you get them? You got the plug?
So Adam brought home Girl Scout cookies, and he did not bring me my favorite one because apparently we've been married for 11 years, and he doesn't even
know
my favorite Girl Scout cookie.
Which one?
So, hold on. So, I told him it, and he surprised me with it the next day.
Oh, cute.
Okay. My favorite is Thin Mints.
Ugh! Disgusting. Mine are Samoas. I could eat easily, truly so easily. I could eat an entire box of Samoas.
Yeah, we got the Samoas upstairs. I'm gonna go get a bite.
Fuck. And then I love the peanut butter chocolate one, but it's not as good as Samoas. Samoa is the most.
And you know maybe what? I have the peanut butter chocolate ones. I don't know. All I know is that it's not a fucking Thin Mint.
Ugh. Thin Mints are disgusting. Okay. All right. Well, we love you, sisters, so much. We're so excited for this next iteration. So excited for you guys to listen in next week. And make sure you're subscribed. Make sure everything is...
Okay. See you next week. Love ya.
Bye.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Tracy Dalgleish, clinical psychologist and couples therapist. If there's one thing I know from both my personal and clinical experience, it's that we are really good at comparing ourselves to others. We tend to get stuck in the unhelpful narratives that play on repeat in our minds, and we struggle to set boundaries and create healthy love. Each week, I bring you clinical knowledge and evidence-based research, experiences of sitting in the therapist chair, and being a wife, mother, and business owner to talk about everyday issues we all face to help you change the dialogue in your life. Tune in every Thursday to I'm Not Your Shrink, wherever you listen to podcasts. While I'm not your shrink, I am still human, and I'm excited for us to be in our vulnerability and humanness together.